the digital asset industry is undergoing a pivotal shift in regulatory focus as high-level discussions between the U.S. government, crypto advocates, and banking representatives transition from abstract principles to concrete legislative language.
This development, marked by the third such meeting between the White House, crypto industry leaders, and banking lobbyists, signals a significant step toward shaping a regulatory framework for stablecoins.
It feels like the air is finally clearing after years of uncertainty. This isn't just about rules. It's about building trust in a space that's been both wild and wilder.
Central to these talks is a proposed legislative model that would allow stablecoin issuers to offer rewards to users, but with a critical condition. These rewards must be explicitly tied to transaction activity.
Oh, I love this. It's like giving the crypto world a safety net without choking the creativity. Imagine earning rewards for using stablecoins to send money home or buy groceries. It's practical, right?
Exactly. This approach aims to balance innovation in digital finance with regulatory safeguards, addressing long-standing concerns about financial stability and consumer protection.
It's such a win-win. For the industry, it's a chance to grow responsibly. For regulators, it's a way to ensure no one's exploiting the system.
The potential for bipartisan compromise on stablecoin regulation underscores the administration's commitment to fostering financial innovation while mitigating systemic risks.
But let's not sugarcoat it. This isn't a walk in the park. The path to consensus remains complex, requiring careful negotiation of definitions, oversight mechanisms, and the broader implications for the U.S. role in the global digital economy.
True. The proposed framework for stablecoin rewards represents a middle ground in a contentious regulatory debate. Traditional stablecoins, which are designed to maintain a stable value, often pegged to fiat currencies like the U.S. dollar, have faced scrutiny for their potential to operate outside existing financial frameworks.
I can see why. Regulators have expressed concerns that allowing stablecoins to offer passive yields, similar to interest-bearing bank accounts, could destabilize financial systems or expose users to risks without adequate safeguards.
That's a huge red flag. The new proposal seeks to address these concerns by tethering rewards to user activity rather than passive ownership.
Think of it like a cashback program. Users earn rewards for making payments, sending remittances, or engaging in other financial transactions on a blockchain network. It's a clever way to incentivize real-world use.
By linking rewards to utility, the proposal aims to encourage active participation in the digital economy while avoiding the regulatory complexities associated with traditional financial instruments.
This approach is designed to satisfy both the crypto industry and regulatory bodies. For crypto advocates, the ability to offer transaction-based rewards could unlock new use cases for stablecoins, like incentivizing adoption for everyday transactions or cross-border payments.
And for regulators, it provides a way to monitor and control the flow of rewards, ensuring they're not used to circumvent existing financial regulations.
The White House's involvement in shaping this framework suggests a deliberate effort to create a regulatory environment that supports innovation without compromising systemic stability.
Patrick Witt, the White House's crypto advisor, has been instrumental in steering these discussions toward actionable legislation, emphasizing the need for clarity and specificity in the proposed language.
It's a game changer. The focus on stablecoins reflects their growing importance in the digital economy, as they serve as a bridge between traditional finance and blockchain-based systems.
The broader context of these discussions highlights the Biden administration's strategy to balance competing interests in the crypto space. The inclusion of both banking lobbyists and crypto industry representatives at the table underscores the administration's recognition of the sector's complexity.
Banking lobbyists, who have historically viewed crypto with skepticism, are now engaging in dialogue with crypto advocates. That shift in tone is huge. It signals a regulatory landscape in flux.
This collaboration is part of a larger effort to address the risks posed by unregulated financial innovation, while promoting the growth of digital assets.
The administration's focus on stablecoin regulation is particularly noteworthy, as it's seen as one of the most likely areas for bipartisan agreement in a politically divided Congress.
Unlike other aspects of crypto regulation, which often spark partisan debates, stablecoin oversight is viewed as a pragmatic issue that could benefit from a unified approach.
This potential for compromise is critical, as it could pave the way for the first major federal law governing digital assets in the United States.
The implications of this regulatory shift are far-reaching. For the crypto industry, the proposed framework offers a pathway to legitimacy and mainstream adoption.
Clear regulatory guidelines would reduce uncertainty for businesses operating in the space, encouraging investment and innovation. But the success of this model depends on defining key terms and establishing oversight mechanisms.
For example, regulators would need to determine how to measure and verify user activity, ensuring rewards aren't exploited for illicit purposes.
And the question of which regulatory body oversees these programs remains unresolved. While the Treasury Department has traditionally led financial regulation, the involvement of other agencies like the SEC could complicate things.
These unresolved details highlight the challenges of translating broad principles into enforceable legislation. Beyond the immediate regulatory questions, the proposed framework has broader implications for the U.S. position in the global digital economy.
A well-crafted regulatory approach could position the U.S. as a leader in shaping the rules for digital assets, ensuring U.S. financial institutions and tech firms stay competitive globally.
Stable coins, in particular, have the potential to disrupt traditional systems by enabling faster, cheaper, and more transparent cross-border transactions. But unchecked growth could pose risks, like power concentration or systemic instability if a major stablecoin collapses.
The administration's focus on transaction-based rewards is a response to these risks, aiming to create a system where stablecoins serve as tools for economic activity, not speculative investment.
The path to consensus isn't without obstacles. While the White House's involvement signals a serious commitment to regulatory clarity, the process of drafting legislation will require extensive negotiation.
Key stakeholders, lawmakers, regulators, and industry players, will need to agree on the framework scope, definitions, and enforcement mechanisms. The absence of a clear timeline for action adds to the uncertainty, as the industry waits for resolution.
However, the ongoing dialogue suggests the administration is actively working to break the regulatory logjam, which has long hindered the growth of digital assets in the U.S. Market.
The potential for a major federal law governing digital assets represents a turning point for the industry. Such legislation would provide the clarity and structure needed for businesses to operate confidently.
And it could ensure the benefits of digital finance are accessible to a broader population. The proposed framework for stablecoin rewards is a step in this direction, offering a model that balances innovation with oversight.
If successful, it could set a precedent for how other crypto regulations are approached, potentially leading to a more integrated and stable digital financial ecosystem.
However, the outcome will depend on all parties navigating the regulatory process, ensuring the final legislation addresses both industry needs and public interests.
In conclusion, this shift in crypto regulation marks a critical moment in the digital asset industry's evolution. the proposed framework for stablecoin rewards, with its emphasis on transaction-based incentives, is a pragmatic solution to balancing innovation and oversight.
While the details remain under negotiation, the White House's involvement and potential for bipartisan compromise highlight the administration's commitment to fostering a regulatory environment that supports growth without compromising stability.
The success of this initiative will have far-reaching implications, not just for crypto, but for the broader financial system and the future of money itself.